Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is Lilui Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Rav Zeb Ben Tzvi Halevi, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was Nifter this past week. We're holding in Beitza Daf Yud in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, starting Halacha A in the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah, Zimen Shchoirim U'Motzo Levonim. He prepared black birds to take from the nest, black chicks, U'Motzo Levonim, but he found white. Levonim umotza shchoyim, he prepared white, and he found black. Shnayim umotza shloishim, he prepared two, and he found three. Asurim, because definitely here there is either all or some of them are muktzah. And therefore it's asur. We're holding it dafyud amud aleph. Shloisho umotza shnayim. But if he prepared three, and he came and found only two, mutarim, because I say probably one of them left, and the other two that are the ones that he prepared before. I don't say all three left, and these two that he found are two new ones. He had the birds in the nest, and he found them in front of the nest. Asurim, because you assume if they left the nest, maybe they're not the ones that were in the nest. Maybe they came from somewhere else. But if they're the only ones around, harelu mutarim. We say it's a mutar because this goes with the rule of roiv vekarv, meaning obviously there's more birds in the world. But if around here there's only these birds, so I say it's called karv, it's close, and it's probably came from the nest and not from the majority of the world. So Gemara Mastiso de Rebbe, Chur or Mishnah goes like Rebbe. The Tani, it said the Braisa regarding Maris Hashem, he says, Matayim umotzamon, a person put aside 200 and he found 100. Money munach umone mutal div Rebbe. Rebbe says, we assume that from the 200 he put aside, 100 were left and 100 were taken. Chachamim say no. If he put 200 and he found 100, it's probably not the same money put aside. We assume that everything is new. So our Mishnah that says that if you prepared three birds and he found two, you assume these are the two out of the three, that goes like Rebbe. Ketuvos the Gemara Tama Tanina, we learned over there. That's a Mishnah Masechet Ma'aseh Sheni. Ha'omer livnoi Ma'aseh Sheni bezovi zu umotzo bezovi sacheres. Someone says to his son, the Ma'aseh Sheni is in that corner, and he found fruits in the other corner. I'm assuming it's not the Ma'aseh Sheni his father referred to. And the continuation of that same Mishnah is matayim umotzamone. The father told his son, "There's 200, and he found only 100. So then it is it's Ma'aseh. You say that the 100 that he found is Ma'aseh. That's what his father referred to. Rabbi Yaakov Baruch of Shav Yosso, the Rebbe. That's the Shita of Rebbe. Tatani Matayim Motzamone. As the Bryce that mentioned before, that if he put 200 aside and found 100, money munach money mutol, you assume the 100 he took and 100 was left. If you're Rebbe, the Chomayim Chulim, Chom say everything is Chulim. So the same Chachom is saying this Bryce that it's Chulim, the same thing when the father tells the son that if there's 200 and he found only 100, it should be Chulim, not Meiser. Chazav Arma came back and said, regarding our Mishnah, the very coldly, our Mishnah could be everybody agrees. By chicks, birds, they go from place to place. So everybody would agree that if you have three and you found two, you assume probably one of them left. But if I have money, how did the money move? If it had to be moved by a person. So Yechom is saying, once he moved a little, he probably moved the whole thing. So the more about Tanu Rav Chalavta Bar Shaul. Rav Chalavta Bar Shaul said, there's no difference if it's chicks or it's eggs. And he says the same halacha you have when you put three chicks aside, he found only two, will be also for eggs. He put three aside, he found only two. Heavy the Rebbe. Hakoch has to be that Shita's Rebbe. I mean, according to this, you have to say that our Mishnah is according to Rebbe only. Because the only way to say that our Mishnah is Rabbana is to differentiate between living creatures, between animals and things that don't move. You see that we're comparing them, you have to say our Mishnah is Rebbe. Omar Yisrael comes to say also the example for the Mishnah, Masechet Ma'aseh Sheni, not necessarily goes only like Rebbe. Tamun Aviva Niyachu Bnoi Motzo. From Hacho Hui Niyachu Motzo. There, the father is the one who put it aside. So when the son comes and he finds only partial, he could probably assume that the father took partial. The father told him it's 200 to put aside. The father either forgot or he took part of it away. So you can assume that the rest is what the father left. But here we're talking about, the brice that we're bringing from regarding Ma'aseh Sheni, is that he himself put it aside. And he's coming, he's not finding the exact amount. He himself took it. If he forgot that he took it, he may have taken the whole thing and put different money there. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis and says, Rabbo Bar Koyen Omar Komei Rav Yosso B'Shem Rav Acho, saying Rav Acho, Hoyri Rabbo Bar Zavdo Ma'aseh Sheni Kedod Rebbe Hipaskin, like Rebbe, that Ma'aseh Sheni find less money, you should assume it's still Ma'aseh Sheni. That's going back to our Mishnah. We're talking about that there is two birds, two sets of birds. There's two sets of birds around, and he found only one, so then you have the discussion. But if you have only one, then there's no discussion. That whatever you found in front of the nest, that belongs to the nest. So like, well, what are you coming to tell me? That's exactly what the Mishnah says. What's the Chiddush? That's exactly what the Mishnah said. Meaning the Mishnah could have explained that you have over here only this bird, there's no other birds. You have only this pair of birds, only this cane. But we're talking about, the Chiddush over here is, let's say there's many kinim, there's many sets of birds, but only one of them is black. So he put aside two black birds. He comes out and he finds two black birds and two white birds. Should you say the same way the white birds came from somewhere else, maybe the black birds came as well? The Chiddush says, no, if I don't have any other black birds or birds around, say, roi v'karev halech achar karev, assuming the two black birds came from the nest. Continues the Gemara. As the Ridbaz points out over here, this part of the Gemara seems to belong after the next Mishnah. Many times in the Yerushalmi, you find it that there's Gemaras that belong later and they put it in either by mistake or there was a reason why they put it a little earlier. And this Gemara seems to belong to the end of the next Mishnah. Because the end of the next Mishnah says that there's a machlekes if you could take out the tritzim. Tritzim are these shutters that you put on the stores. These stores used to be some boxes that the merchants used to have, and they used to cover these boxes with some shutters, some doors. Rabbi Chaim may say you cannot remove the doors in Yom Tevet, but he still said not only you can remove the doors, you can also put them back. So says the Gemara, Shmuel Lomar, Shmuel said, a melachem is a tritzim, someone who puts back doors. And we talk about here, even on Shabbos, Chaya Mishum Boine. He's Chaya because it's considered to be a binyan, considered to be a building. So putting the door back on the box, putting the shutters back, considered to be a building. If that's the case, the Chayav Chatos is putting the door back, so how can we still allow in Yom Tov to put it back? Eventually, you take it out, you do it L'shem Simchas Yom Tov. But why are you putting it back? Putting it back, you don't need it. It's a Yisra D'oraisa to do how you allow it. There's a special letter that they allowed you to put it back in order for you to remove it. If you tell him that you cannot put it back, he'll never remove it to begin with. So he won't pick it up. He won't open up. It'll cause him to be a ma'am simchas yom tev. So for simchas yom tev, you're not allowed to put it back, even though maybe it's yisur d'oraisa. Says the Gemara on the Yudalef on Yudalef. When he puts it back, he can't stick it in so strongly. He has to do it in a more loose way. So that's only Yisur D'Rabbanan. They're not allowing Yisur D'Oraisa for Simchas Yom Tov. It's only if there's no other way to go in to get into that area of the store. But if there's another way, even though it's not a very convenient way, then they didn't allow to take out the door and put it back in. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitza Daf Yud.